This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Ravens have their first football game on Friday against the Eagles. Orioles off today. They play the Blue Jays tomorrow, tied with the Yankees for first place in the AL East. Perfect time to talk to our guy Cordell Woodland, covers both the O's and the Ravens for us here at 105.7 The Fan. And Cordell, thanks as always for joining us. Let's start with the Ravens since you were out there today. What was your main takeaway from today's practice?
Yeah, I mean, everything's picking up for sure. You get to see a little bit of a different look with the offensive line, with Tyler Linderbaum not being there, Ben Cleveland getting the bulk of the snaps at center, and by my count, really only had one poor snap, and Lamar was able to kind of pick that up and get into the play even still. But overall, it does start to feel like they're giving more of these same guys a look along the offensive line. I'm sure you guys know by now, Rashad Bateman ended up leaving practice a little bit earlier today on a highlight play for sure, catching a touchdown over two guys. Lamar, perfect ball placement for him. So kind of the guys for the most part that I feel like that have been hot have kind of stayed hot here recently. Oway has still stayed hot. Marlon is still having a really good camp to this point as well. And today was, I thought Mark Andrews made quite a few catches today as well.
Cordell, last year, one of the more jarring things for me in the preseason, and I don't get too worked up about preseason football, was watching David Ajabo struggle miserably to set the edge and stop the run, and they're running pitch plays for their tight ends, and they're running all over him. We've heard a lot about breakout candidates this year, and Oway's getting a lot of hype, and Travis Jones is getting – and I'm hearing a whole lot about Ajabo. We had Jonas on a little while ago, and he wasn't exactly raving about him either. Has he done anything to catch your eye, good, bad, or indifferent?
You know, it's crazy. I was talking to a couple of the media members about that today, and I can't name you one defining play to this point in camp that I can remember from David Ajabo. That doesn't mean that he hasn't made any. You know, it's a lot of things going on at the same time, so who knows? Maybe I missed him, but to this point, I can't sit here and say that there's been a practice to where I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm leaving practice with a play in my mind from David Ajabo. I paid attention to him a little bit after that conversation today, and, you know, he's going up against a couple of second-team guys, and it's still – I'm just not seeing much movement there. So, you know, a part of it is he's probably trying to get back into the swing of things. He hasn't had – a lot of consistent on the field time. That's a part of this. But at some point, you know, you want to see something from him. He's going into year three now, and you're going to blink and it'll be 4 years gone by. And this isn't a guy with a, you know, a fifth year option or anything like that. It's getting to the point now to, it's like, you got to show me something. And last year you mentioned the preseason. It was very disappointing for him, even when he was healthy. I would imagine he's going to play at some point to some degree in this preseason, as long as he's healthy. So I do think it'd be great to start to see some flashes from David Ajabo, because pass rush is a big question for them still, with as good of a camp as Owe and Travis Jones and Matt Abike and those guys are having. And the idea would be that Owe would be a part of that pass rush group. And I would imagine you want to see something against some of these lower tier guys in the preseason.
Cordell, a year ago at this time, we were wondering where the pass rush was going to come from and the edge rush, and they ended up leading the league in sacks. But you touched a lot on Ajabo, but what do you think of the edge group as a whole?
I mean, I do like what Van Noy gives them. I don't know if he'll necessarily have the year that he had last year. I'm still trying to battle with, do they need him to have that year? And right now, I can't talk myself out of saying that they don't. I mean, because Clowney's not there. I feel like it's dangerous to depend on an interior pass rusher to have the type of year that Matt Abike had again last year, strictly in the sack numbers. It's still a concern for me, definitely. It'd be tough for me to not say that. I still think schematically they'll be able to get to the quarterback, because they have some great DBs that excel at blitzing. Kyle Hamilton is still a phenomenal blitzer. Arthur Millette as well. Marlon Humphrey from that nickel spot does it well also. And then that's not even accounting for when maybe they start to send guys like Nate Wiggins back there and the speed that he has. So we'll see, but I do think that they'll be able to get to the quarterback with their scheme. Now, Patrick Queen was a big part of that last year, being able to put pressure on the quarterback, blitzing up the middle. We'll see if Trenton Simpson can kind of give them a little bit of that same juice. But definitely right now, pass rush is still a sore spot. Even acknowledging, like you said, Tim, we thought that for the last couple of years, and as a team, that really hasn't been a problem for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Talking to Cordell Woodland, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's switch to the Orioles. They got kicked in the teeth Thursday and Friday by the Guardians. How impressed were you that they came out of that series winning Saturday and Sunday and getting the split?
Yeah, that was good to see. I mean, it was good to see guys like Gunnar and Adley getting back into the swing of things. Looks like that pop is starting to come back for Gunnar, hitting his first home run since the All-Star break. Jackson Holliday going yard a couple of times. I mean, that right there, I think, is the big part of it, for me at least, because, a couple of weeks ago, his name was floating out there a lot, based off of, I think, what we saw from him in his first stint up here in the majors. So it's good to see that at least right now, the work that he's put in when he went back to AAA is working out for him, because they're going to need a lot from him. Mayo, obviously, has been a slow start for him. You hope it changes. But look, that Guardians team, I think the world of that Guardians team, they're no slouch. It's not easy to beat that team in general. We saw that the last time the Orioles played them in a series, but to go to Cleveland and beat them where they seem to have a lot of success in general, to split on the last two games, I thought was huge from them, especially with Corbin Burns not having his best outing.
Well, this is sort of one of our topics du jour here, Cordell. Eighth inning, ninth inning, how comfortable are you with the assortment of arms they have?
Not very, because I don't think we're going to get much consistency right now. I think we could see different guys in different roles. until Brandon Hyde gets to the point to where he's back to trusting Craig Kimbrell fully, or he trusts one of these other guys, whether it's Dominguez, whether it's Soto, Cano, any of these guys on the back end. But I think it's going to be a little minute of kind of mixing and matching, going with the matchups, going with the hot hand or the hot arm in this case. But I think just with the question marks surrounding Kimbrell, it's tough to fully feel great about the back end of the bullpen. It's upside there with Soto, but we'll see. You know, who knows right now. I'd like Dominguez. I like that trade, and I kind of like what he gives them. But I don't. There's nobody in that group right now that I'm banging on the table to be the closer for this team right now. It's just not. I'm okay with them going out there and going with the matchups and going with who he feels like is kind of hot at that time. But I think it's probably going to be a while before we see some true stability in the back of the bullpen, if at all, to the point to where it used to be where, all right, we knew Cano was the eighth inning guy, and then at least for the case of this season, we knew Kimbrell was the ninth inning guy. I don't know if we're close to getting back to the point to where there are those, you know, strict roles for guys right now.
How cool has it been to see Jackson Holliday to get off to this hot of a second stint with the big league club?
I think it's great. I mean, I was one of the people, and then I turned out to be kind of the minority over time that didn't really want them to move Jackson Holliday. As much as I think the world of Tarik Skubal, I wasn't ready to kind of just, you know, get rid of him right now. I didn't think that the 2 week stint or whatever it was that we saw from him early in the season up here in Baltimore, I wasn't convinced that that's who he was, you know. And it's the first blip that he's really had since he's been drafted. I mean, the kid has kind of spoiled us with the way that he's been able to rise through the minors to this point. So that was the first adversity that he's faced, and look how he's responded, at least right now. Of course, it's baseball. He could go out there and go 0-for-4 tonight and make me look like an idiot. But as of right now, you know, it's good to see that at least he was able to learn from his issues and come back. And it's easy to fail again, but so far he hasn't. So it's good to see that he's putting the best version of himself on display, because, you know, you look at the trade deadline and what could have been and what happened and what didn't happen. I'm sure it's people kind of eyeing Jackson Holliday right now to see what he's given this team, because, like I mentioned, he was a big part of the trade talk. So I'm happy to see that at least he's making me sound smarter than I really am, because I think the kid can still play.
Cordell, when are you shaking up sports again?
And I'll be on air tomorrow. I'll actually be filling in for Bob Haney quite a bit this week. So you'll hear me from 10 to 2 on Vinny and Haney.
All right, buddy. Well, then we'll hear you tomorrow, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, as always,
thanks,
for your
Cordell.
Time.
Appreciate it, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.